Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in U.S. history. VOA's Michael Sullivan is on the scene and has more in this report.
The attack by the 64-year-old gunman, Stephen Paddock, shocked the community. Police say Paddock had assembled a small arsenal and opened fire on 20,000 people attending an open-air concert from the 32nd floor of an adjacent hotel. Kenneth Zamora was at the concert with friends. He and his roommates left 30 minutes before the shooting started, but when they heard what happened, they worried about their friends who remained at the concert.
Luckily, we were able to get in contact with them because the hotels opened up their doors and let people hide within the casino rooms.
Survivors say there were countless acts of courage and neighbors helping neighbors. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Las Vegas.
Although Islamic State has claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials say at this point there is no connection with international terrorist groups. President Donald Trump has arrived in Puerto Rico today to survey the damage caused last month by hurricanes Irma and Maria.
It's been amazing what's been done in a very short period of time on Puerto Rico. There's never been a piece of land that we've known that was so devastated. The bridges are down. The telecommunications was non-existent, and it's in very, very bad shape. The electrical grid, as you know, was totally destroyed.
Power to most of the Caribbean U.S. territory remains out, and shortages of potable water persist. Thousands of federal disaster relief and military personnel are on the island helping with the recovery. This is VOA.